Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show. My name is Harry Hurley. I have the privilege to fill in today for Todd Starnes, who will be back tomorrow. I'm partnering with Anastasia and with Steven. We've got a great team here at the Todd Starnes Show, and it's a privilege to work with Anastasia and Steve as well. And for the past 27 years, I have hosted the Hurley in the Morning talk radio program for Town Square Media's WPG Talk Radio 104.1 FM in Atlantic City. And let me just share briefly for our Todd Starnes listeners, I have a wide spectrum of observation as it relates to our 45th president of the United States, because I did have the privilege right before my broadcasting career began about 27 years ago to serve as a senior hotel executive for President Trump. I interviewed with President Trump, hired by President Trump, and I ran the hotel division of one of his Atlantic City hotel casinos, which until my broadcasting career was the great professional privilege of my life. So I know. I knew Jeff Sessions was going to be gone yesterday. There's things you know when you know how the president thinks and what he's going to do, because he hasn't changed in the past nearly 30 years. We have a very consequential interview on our newsmaker line. Is a very dear friend of mine. Let me not bury the lead. We go back almost 30 years. His career in public service and my career in broadcasting literally began on the same day when he ran for local office in his hometown, and he was successful for a legislative seat. A short time later, it seems, he then ran for mayor in his hometown, and he was successful with that. His colleagues appointed him and voted for him to be the mayor of the local governing body. A little while later, he ran for the Freeholder Board, which is our county form of government. It's a very arcane form of government, but it is a very effective form of government. And Senator Van Drew was successful, I believe, the second since Reconstruction to win countywide elective office in his county. Then he made it to the New Jersey legislature in the lower house. Then he made it to the state Senate in the upper chamber, having never lost an election. And now after 24 years of Congressman Frank Lobiondo, who opted to retire, it was a story, that a national story that I actually had the privilege to break on election day 1 year ago. Now Senator Van Drew is Congressman-elect Jeff Van Drew, and at a Todd Starnes Show exclusive, we're going to make news, we're going to break news, because we have some definitive questions that we're going to be asking the congressman-elect, who is the first Democrat to represent New Jersey's second consecutive, second congressional district, the first Democrat in 24 years, and Democrats have now won the majority of the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years, and in 242 years of this country's history, what will be happening on Thursday, January 3rd, in the new year, 2019, at 12 noon. This has only happened 106 times in the history of our country when it takes place and the 106th Congress takes office. Joining us now is New Jersey's Congressman-elect from the 2nd Congressional District, Congressman-elect Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Harry, it's great to be with you, and I've been looking forward to it.
How does it feel? I mean, look at what's happening. New Jersey, 11 out of 12, because I do believe that Andy Kim is going to unseat Tom MacArthur by a very narrow margin. 11 out of 12 members in the New Jersey delegation will be Democrats. I believe it's the first time ever.
I believe it is the first time ever. I haven't looked it up, but I'm sure that you're correct. And I think what's happening is there was, in some areas, somewhat of a blue wave, number one. Secondly, New Jersey is going from being a state that years ago was purple and then became blue, now is a very deep and dark blue. That, by the way, does not include the area that I'm from. The area that I'm from, the 2nd Congressional District, is much more moderate, much more conservative, even in certain areas, and much different. And that showed even in this election. We were looking over some numbers, and it was interesting to see that, quite frankly, I actually attained the highest percentage in the vote of any Democrat in all the counties, all eight counties that I cover, and all the towns. So it shows that down here, that isn't necessarily true at this point.
What do you think it is about the Van Drew brand, if I can call it that, that you have for a Democrat in a Republican area, for the most part, you have a significant crossover appeal that you have achieved? What do you attribute that to?
I think it's a combination of things, and I think one, as you know, corny as it may sound, I actually do tell people the truth, and you know that. You've followed me for a lot of years, and we have great constituent services. I think that helped a lot as well. And then I think it's just the fact that which is something that we need so much more of in the country. I believe this with the bottom of my heart, to evaluate issues and ideas, not always with a political lens, not always because you're a Republican or a Democrat, but because you think it's what's right for the country or your town or whatever the case may be. Now, more of that kind of thinking actually happens at the local level, but the higher the office that you attain very often, the more everything is so partisan. And I don't think that's good for the country. You know, is and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but it was Jack Kennedy who said, you know, we shouldn't be looking for good Democratic ideas or good Republican ideas. We should just be looking for good ideas. And that's exactly right. You know, what's most important is to look for what's right. And people know that about me. So they know that I judge issues as much as I possibly can through a lens of what's best for my constituents, what is best for the area, what really makes sense. You know, I think that's part of it. Fiscally, I'm conservative, and I've been, you know, always careful and always resistant most of the time towards voting for tax increases. And I think all of those things cume up together that both Republicans and Democrats have always been good to me and have always given me a chance throughout the years.
You're listening to Congressman-elect Jeff Andrew from the 2nd Congressional District of New Jersey, live on the Todd Starnes Show. You gave your word on my program. You gave it elsewhere as a candidate, but it's no longer hypothetical. It's real. Now that you will be the congressman, I'm asking you directly again, now on the Todd Starnes nationally syndicated program, will you vote for Nancy Pelosi to be the next speaker of the United States House of Representatives, yes or no?
No. And I did make that clear. And that's not to be disrespectful to her, or she's a nice lady. But the bottom line is, I think this, you know, we're hopefully looking towards, you know, new bipartisanship, some, you know, new and different ideas. And I did give a commitment. And part of, by the way, you spoke of success. Part of that success is that, you know, I do my darn best to keep my word. And as far as I know, and you know, anybody can bring up any example that they want. I don't think there are any. When I give my word for a certain reason, I keep it, and I don't even try to get cute with it or whatever. I do what I believe is right. And in this case, I really felt it was time for a change. And, you know, I was very clear during the campaign, and, you know, I'm being as clear as I can now, you know, that I think we need to do something different.
What do you think is going to happen in terms of, I don't have the math exactly in front of me, but 45 or 46 candidates, and you're one of them, said as candidates, they will not vote for Nancy Pelosi to be speaker under any circumstances, that there needs to be new leadership. There were 11 Democrat incumbents who were running for re-election. Most of them won, if not all. They said they would not run. They would not vote for Nancy Pelosi to be the speaker. If she's at 217 and only Jeff Andrew is left, you're voting no for her to be speaker under any circumstances.
I gave the people of my district my word. It's just and I know some folks think that's really naive. I've spoken to elected officials, politicians at various levels of government, from the highest to the lowest. And they say, you know, that, you know, this word stuff, we don't want to hear about it. Sometimes you have to be practical. But I think it does matter. I think it does matter. Your word does matter. And when you say something during a campaign, when you say something when you're running for office, you should mean it. And if you don't, then you shouldn't say it. Or if you want to say, gee, I'm not sure, I don't think I would, then that's what you should say. But as you pointed out, I was clear about this issue and said I really believe that we needed to go, you know, somewhat in a different direction. Again, not to, you know, I as you know, Harry, I don't like to be disrespectful or hurtful to anybody. And that's not the purpose of this. The purpose of it is that I just thought, since, you know, there is a new Democratic majority, it would be good to have a new speaker. I think that would be something that, you know, would set maybe just a little bit of a signal out there. Hey, we want to do things a little bit differently on both sides. And what that means is less partisanship. Now, I know most people think there's going to be more partisanship, and it's going to be fascinating to find out, because certainly the future of the country hangs in the balance. There's just too much partisanship. There have been many administrations throughout the years, as you know, where Republicans and Democrats have worked together for the better good and have worked on a lot of issues. So when you think of our infrastructure and what needs to be done, and how we have to really commit to getting our roads and streets and, you know, all our infrastructure in better shape, I think that we really do need to do that. And that's going to require bipartisanship. It's
Congressman,
going to require
to quote
Democrats
to,
working together.
Congressman Van Drew, to quote the soon-to-be former United States Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri, and she called out crazy Democrats during her campaign to try to salvage her seat. Didn't work, but she still said it. And I will say that you're not a crazy Democrat. I've known you for too long, and I can say that with confidence and honesty. But on the issue of if the crazy Democrats either try to or do in fact bring up articles of impeachment regarding our president, President Trump, how will you vote?
I don't, there's no impeachable offense that we know of. And again, I think this is not the answer to changing administrations. Look, you know, the president's going to be the president for two more years. And if he is successful, if our Congress is successful, then the people are more successful. So I think our job is to try to do the best that we can with the circumstances that we have. Now, that means that we should work together. It doesn't mean we always agree. And there are ways to disagree, by the way. So if you just consistently disagree in order to be an obstructionist, I don't think that has value. And that's something that I won't do.
Congressman, is that a definitive no?
Yes. Well, it's a definitive no, unless actually there were high crimes or misdemeanors. And if there were high crimes or misdemeanors for any, and I said this last time, I was very clear on this. If it was a Democratic president and there were high crimes and misdemeanors, then impeachment is something that you think about. I don't think there is. I said that, you know, whether you like him or dislike him, the reason that people bring up impeachment is not because of that. It's because in many cases, people just think that his behavior and his attitude and the way he handles himself is in such a way that they can no longer tolerate it. And for that reason, think that the president should be impeached. That is not a reason for impeachment.
One more impeachment question. One more impeachment question, Congressman Van Drew, and that is this. If Brett Kavanaugh has articles of impeachment in the House.
No, there's nothing there.
That is a definitive, unambiguous no. You will not vote to impeach Brett Kavanaugh.
Unless there's some. Again, the only reason I qualified at all, Harry, is that if lightning strikes and there's some strange thing that we don't know about, which I just don't think there is. Then that's different, you know. But I honestly don't think there is. But in the given set of circumstances, with what we have now, with everything that we know, with what he went through, no, it's just time to move on. Again, I understand some people did not want him to be the Supreme Court justice. And, you know, the way that you make all the changes that people are talking about is there's going to be an election. It's going to be a big election in 2020. And in that election, you know, people should get involved, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or whatever, and they should, you know, work for and fight for the candidate of their choice. That's the way we make change in America. That's
Congressman, heartbreak in 60 seconds.
Country.
I want to try to slip one more question, and you can appreciate this because you and I have talked about such topics. The incendiary, just corrosive language, and that's now turned into violence and people can't sleep because they're supposed to be woken up out of a peaceful sleep. And these are some of your party doing this stuff and saying this stuff. An Antifa mob descended upon my friend Tucker Carlson's home and scared his family and shouted and screamed obscenities and banged on the door so hard they actually were moving the door open a bit. This is dangerous. It has to stop. About 30 seconds. Closing comment.
It's not America. It's not the America that we know. We're just too divided. The America that I know is an America that realizes that we all have the same blood flowing through our veins, that regardless of whether you're a Republican or Democrat, we have constitutional responsibilities, and that we should all, again, be trying to work together where we can. Doesn't mean we always agree, but there's so much more that we could accomplish.
20 seconds, Congressman, and I don't think you're going to mind this question at all. How does it feel to be a member of the incoming class of the 106th Congress that's going to take office on January 3rd?
It's one of the greatest honors of my life, obviously, other than my children being born and my wife and my, you know, my grandchild. It's an amazing feeling, only because I never was connected. I never started in a powerful political family. Nobody, as you know, Harry, you watched it all, ever gave me anything. And if somebody had said years ago that this little guy walking around a town of 7,000 people
seconds.
Someday was going to be a congressman, you'd be, a lot of people would be incredulous and not believe it.
It's Congressman-elect,
America still works.
Congressman-elect Jeff Andrew, thank you for your time. Thanks for visiting on the Todd Starnes Show.
Thank you for having me. Take care, Harry.
You too. We'll be back. 888-788-9910. Phone lines are open. It's the Todd Starnes Show.